female surfers competing at the sport's highest level can now finally win as much prize money as their male counterparts after a hard-won change in the rules of the World Surf League, which took effect this month. And to these women, it's been a long time coming. Here now is Chris Bentley reports.
Earlier this year, Bianca Valenti took on a 40-foot wave at the Puerto Escondido Cup. It was the first time women were allowed to compete in one of Mexico's biggest surf competitions, and Valenti took first place. But her prize money was a fraction of what she would have won if she were a man.
I won, I think, $1,850, and my male counterpart won $7,000.
To surfers, that money makes a big difference.
So, like, with that $7,000, you know, he can afford to go surf some more really good big waves and improve his performance, whereas for me, you know, that just covered the expenses of that trip.
It's a familiar story for women in surfing, and it's why Valenti co-founded the Committee for Equity in Women's Surfing. The group has been calling for equal prize money for years, and just this month, they got it. The World Surf League recently announced that women and men will get the same prize money, starting with the 2019 season.
This already feels like a huge weight is lifted, and feels really good not to have to fight because it's a crappy thing to have to fight for.
Valenti says the financial support will be a game changer.
What I'm so excited for is to see women's surfing just skyrocket in terms of performances, because that's what's going to happen.
Equal prize money is a milestone for the sport, but the push for women's equality in surfing goes back to before 29-year-old Valenti was even born. Jericho Poplar helped start the Women's International Surfing Association. She's been competing in and winning surf championships since the 1960s, and she says it used to be common for men to bully women off the waves.
I had to show the guys that I could stand up and be just as tough as and strong as they were. I'd be out in the water and guys take off in front of you and try to make you crash. I just didn't let it faze me.
Today, at 67 years old, Poplar is still surfing. And she says the fight for women's equality is tied in with another longstanding effort in professional surfing, the push to get the sport in the Olympics. The 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo will be the first to include surfing. Poplar says she remembers talking about getting surfing in the Olympics as far back as the 1960s.
So we're talking over 50 years ago, and the sport has grown up and come a long way. The women have come a long way, and I'm proud of all that, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Between equal prize money for women and the Olympics, surfing is having a major moment, says surfer Diana Dean. She runs the International Surfing Museum in Huntington Beach, California.
50% of the people that come in here are from outside of the U.S. It truly is a tribe of surfers. I would say that it's getting more and more popular.
Down at the Huntington Beach Pier, Peter Romanuk is taking his 8-year-old son, Petey, and 12-year-old daughter, Juliana, to catch some waves. Both of them started surfing when they were two. Juliana, who goes by Juju, has heard the news about equal pay, and she says it's a good time to be a surfer, whatever your gender.
I'd say it's the same. They have equal pay now, so...
No, they get like 60 in the...
That's what it was. Now they're getting 100,000. Yeah, everyone's a lot more stoked about it.
She might be stoked because she plans to win some of that prize money someday as a professional surfer, and so does her little brother. Petey and Juju are on the same page there, but they disagree on how exactly to describe what it feels like to ride a big wave.
Yeah, I guess it's like flying on water.
No, it's sliding on water.
No, it's like flying on water.
No, it's gliding on water, but it's like you're flying.
No, it's flying on water.
The young surfer's father, Peter, has been surfing in Southern California for 40 years, so he knows something about competing for waves. With surfing more popular than ever, his kids might face more competition than he did. But at least Juju and Petey will win equal prize money if they make it. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.